وبلك فيوش ماي بير وبلك فيوش ماي بير Do you keep ascending success share success
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habibullah. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent 124,000 more or less prophets alayhi wasalam to guide human beings. And with that, Allah Azza wa Jal sent many books. Many sahif booklets, small books, big books. Four are very famous: Taurat, Injil, Zabur, and Quran-e-Majid. As far as being Kalam of Allah is concerned, they all hold the same status. But Quran is greater in respect of thawab. As being Kalam of Allah, they are all equal. But when it comes to the thawab, then one will get more thawab if he recites Qur'an Kareem. So in this respect, Qur'an is greater than other books. Like, all the prophets are equal as being the prophets of Allah. But then they have ranks, and our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than all the prophets. So in ranks they are different, but as being prophet they are all equal. So as being Kalam of Allah, all books are same. But when you recite Quran Kareem, you get more sawab. So this is the understanding when people say Quran is the greatest book. And it is being the last book. Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the responsibility of its protection. Before the protection, responsibility used to be with people. People were weak and they were unable to protect. So the books changed. It was easy for people to make change. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the responsibility of protection of Quran-e-Kareem, and Allah is not weak, He is powerful, He is all powerful, therefore His protection is perfect. So nobody could change even a single sign of Quran till today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Surely we have revealed this dhikr. Dhikr means Quran. We have revealed Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafizun, and we are its protector. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of its protection, there's no doubt in our minds as believers that anything of Quran can be changed. So whatever is mentioned in Quran is haq, and this is haq from Allah. There's no place of doubt in Quran. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That high-ranked book, Quran, there is no place for doubt in it. So the person has doubt about any part of Quran, any verse of Quran, any word of Quran, any meaning of Quran which is proven with the consensus of this ummah, and he does not have certainty, he's not a believer. Because he's doubting in something which has no place for doubt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this kitab, this Quran, easy. Easy in which way? Easy to memorize. And that easy to memorize is actually the miracle of Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Surely we have made Quran easy to memorize. Is there anyone to memorize it? Some people distort the meaning and they say, we have made Quran easy to understand. Is there anybody to understand? It's not easy to understand. You need to have certain branches of knowledge with you to understand the Quran. And you have to study. You need to know Arabic. You need to know the language. You need to know the dialogues of Arabic language. You need to know classical Arabic, upon which the Quran was revealed. You need to know Sarf and Nahav, and there are many other branches of knowledge which are related to understand classical Arabic in proper sense, in proper understanding. So by just reading translation done by someone and you have no idea and you don't know anything whether the translation is correct or not correct, because people have made thousands of mistakes when they translated Quran Kareem. So what yardstick do you have that what you are reading is correct? So as far as the understanding part is concerned, for that you need to be a scholar. And as far as memorizing is concerned, that is easy. That's the reason that even small children who don't understand things, they can memorize it. There are millions of Muslims all over the world in all times. And the protection of Quran is of such level that if someone reads Quran here, if you read Surah Mulk or Surah Yasin or some other surah, and you make mistake, instead of Zabar you read Pesh, instead of Pesh you read Zair, somebody sitting here will correct you. When Muslims migrated, or they were brought as political prisoners from Indonesia and Malaysia to South Africa, and they were put in Robben Island, and they were not allowed to bring copies of Quran with them. They rewrote Quran from their memories 300 years ago. So this is the miracle part, and it's not even a condition that you must be a Muslim, then only you can memorize it. The miracle of Quran is that whoever, even a parrot can memorize it, even a non-believer can memorize it. There was a debate between Hazrat Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah alayh and a Hindu priest Ram Chandar. So Ram Chandar came in the debate on that stage, and very boastfully he said, "Maulana, you can't debate with me. I know too much about your religion, and I can attack you very easily." He said, I have memorized 14 siparas of your Quran. So if you want me, I can start reading." So Hazrat Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala replied, he said, "Leave my 14 siparas of my Quran. Just read 2 pages of your book by heart." And he was unable to read. So his own book, he was unable to read 2 pages, but he was able to read 14 siparas of Quran. So Hazrat Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala said, "This is not your excellence, this is the excellence of my Quran." But even that, a person who does not believe in it and wants to memorize it, the Quran is easy. And see, this is the divine secret plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give protection to Quran Kareem. If all the written copies of Quran Kareem are removed from the whole world, you will find thousands, hundreds of thousands individuals that can rewrite Quran Kareem. As it happened in the past many a time, when people were put in those situations and conditions, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested in this way, that people could rewrite Quran Kareem. And because it's kalam of Allah, it has other great benefits. It is shifa, that you get shifa from Quran by reading Quran, making dam on people by reciting Quran, which is also proven from ahadith of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba ikram used to do that. Taweez is proven, that you do from Quran Kareem. That's a shifa part. It's a treatment that gives you shifa. Even spiritual diseases, illnesses, you know, diseases of sins, jealousy, grudge, you know, judging other people, thinking ill about them, all these are diseases, hidden diseases. Quran is a treatment, Quran is a shifa for those diseases as well. And when you recite, because it is the kalam of Allah, you get reward. This is not a book that you read and you will benefit only if you practice. This is one book that when you practice, the benefits are there, but when you just recite and utter words and letters, there is reward for you and sawab for you just because of recitation. And that is also the exclusivity of Quran Kareem. That you recite and its sawab is such that, you know, you recite one letter of Quran, you get one sawab, and that one sawab is equal to 10 sawabs. And then that 10 sawab can even go up to 700 sawabs. The example was given, Sarkari do Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when I say if you read Alif Lam Mim, you don't get 10 sawab only, you get 10 for Alif, and you get 10 for Lam, and you get 10 for Mim. So when person reads Alif Lam Mim, he's reciting 3 letters, and for each letter there are 10 sawabs, so you got 30 sawabs in his book of deed. So that is the speciality of Quran Kareem. So we should be loving recitation of Quran Kareem. In that regard, there is a weakness. People are not so much keen to read Quran Kareem. Occasionally, people read. Or there are teachers who are teaching, or there are children who are learning in madrasa because they have to prepare their work and go over their work and repeat it few times. Or sometimes even parents help children. But it's all because it's a need. That love of recitation is dying off. That person disciplines himself in such way that daily some part of Quran Kareem is recited just to gain sawab, just to get sawab. That part is very weak and getting weaker and weaker. And we need to revive that culture of loving Quran, reciting Quran. Because when you recite Quran, it removes rust from your heart. When person commits sins and sins keep on increasing, according to an understanding of Hadith Mubarakah, that the whole heart is blackened. When this happens, then a person doesn't make tawbah, because the water of tawbah is very helpful to erase the blackness that's on the heart. But person doesn't make tawbah, he keeps on sinning till the whole heart is black. Now he reaches at that level that nasihat does not make an impact on him. Lectures, talks, nasihat of elders, parents, ulama, peer sahab, mashayikh, book written by pious people, reading verses of Quran Kareem, ahadith about the azab of Allah, nothing makes impact on him. So when your heart is clean, and if you read an ayat of Quran in which the azab of Allah is mentioned, you will start fearing, you will start shivering, you will feel that, you know, something that's not right in me. That's when your heart is clean, when there are no sins. But when you reach at that level that you can read any ayat, any hadith, any story, nothing happens, then that's very dangerous. So we can actually check ourselves at what level of piety we are. I mean, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was going to sit on horse, he just sat, and a qari was reading, and he reached this ayat, inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'i ma lahu min dafi'i. Surely the azab of Allah is going to happen and nobody can stop it. So it's a mention of azab is made in this ayat, and it's told that nobody can stop it. So he got so scared because his heart was clean. So the verse of azab made an impact. He started crying so much so that he fell down unconscious on the ground. And for hours he remained unconscious. Today we can recite a lot of verses of Quran, a lot of hadith where the azab of Allah is mentioned, nothing happens. So that means something needs to be done. And the best way to remove rust is one should become punctual with the farz responsibility, with the wajib responsibilities, and recite Quran-e-Kareem a lot together with durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this would help to remove the rust. And slowly, you know, you keep on making tawbah and keep on making qaza of your namazes and whatever is outstanding from your, you know, deeni obligations, you keep on performing, then the day will come that your heart will become clean again. And then the fear of Allah will be felt and you will start noticing that there is change within yourself. Now when somebody talks about the azab of Allah, you take it seriously. It makes an impact. The nasihat, the waaz, the advice makes an impact. It doesn't just fly over your head. So when that is the condition, you must know that your heart is now getting cleared up. And it is very important that we must work towards it. We must make an effort that the weakness that we have as far as our spiritual health is concerned, Islamic dini health is concerned, we must fix matters and become healthy. And Quran is the big help. The love of Quran, looking at Quran, touching of Quran, kissing Quran, showing respect to Quran, that's a bond that you are creating with your Lord. Why are you doing this? Because this is the kalam of your Lord. You love your Lord, you love your Allah. So therefore you love the kalam of Allah. That's actually a communication of your Lord with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to you in Quran-e-Kareem. So with that feeling and with that understanding, we should study Quran. And Quran is revealed in Arabic, not in any other language. And Arabic language has its own rules and regulations when it comes to recital. So we are bound to learn how to recite Quran. If our language is Urdu, Punjabi, Gujarati, Memani, whatever, Quran is not in those languages. So the rules and regulations of these languages would not be applicable on Quran. Quran is very sensitive because it's Arabic. Inna anzalna Quranan Arabiyan. We surely revealed this Quran as Arabic Quran. So Arabic Quran, Arabic relates to makharij. Makharij means the places from where you produce a letter, from your mouth or from your throat. These places are called makharij. And if you don't know makharij, then the meaning can change because it's very sensitive. Difference between qaf and kaf and tha and seen and sawd and tha and ta, tha and seen and sawd. If it's not pronounced properly, then the meaning can change. And when the meaning is changed, you don't know to what level the meaning is changed because you're not a scholar. Only scholar can decide, a mufti can decide that to what extent meaning is changed, and then the ruling would be given that namaz is invalid or namaz is still valid. So you're taking a risk for every namaz that you are performing because you did not give time to learn how to recite Quran properly. The time is there for everything else. Time is there for business, for shop, for making money, for family life, or whatever else you do, or whatever other interest you have, reading newspaper, watching TV, whatever. But here is a deeni responsibility that your creator has imposed upon you, and we don't find time for that. So it's a very serious matter. No matter how old we are, the door of learning Quran are not shut down upon us. They are open, and we should be learning through, even if certain words cannot come easily on our tongue and makharij and difficulty. So you keep on learning till the last breath in your body. The rule is, you keep on learning. If it takes you 1 year, for example, to make a difference between alif and ayn, or kaf and qaf, then spend that 1 year full just to develop that pronunciation. There's no concession on that. कि भाई बस अब बहुत हो गया, बहुत मेहनत कर ली, अब छुट्टी हो गई. नहीं, छुट्टी नहीं हुई. That would be counted as zamana koshish, the time that you are striving, you are working hard to understand. So shariat aapko chutti is tarah de degi ki theek hai, aapne galat bhi padha to aapka qabool hai, because you are still learning. But if you stop learning, then reading wrong is not counted, then reading wrong is not accepted. तो कुरान से सबसे पहले तो हमको मोहब्बत होनी चाहिए. फिर यह है कि कुरान को हम, अरबी कुरान है तो अरबी के हिसाब से पढ़ें, रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस जो अरबी के हैं, जो तजवीद के हैं, उसके हिसाब से पढ़ें. और इसमें कोई कंप्रोमाइज़ नहीं है, इसमें कोई एक्सक्यूज़ नहीं है, क्योंकि अल्लाह ने हमको मौके दिए हैं, मस्जिदें भी हैं, मदरसे भी हैं, उस्ताद भी हैं, कारी भी हैं, सही कुरान पढ़ने वाले भी हैं. सो व्हाई डोंट वी गो एंड टेक दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड लर्न हाउ टू रीड कुरान करेक्टली एंड प्रॉपरली. अच्छा, अब इसमें शैतान वसवसा डालता है. तो व्हेन आई वाज अ यंग बॉय, आई वेंट टू मदरसा, आई डिड लर्न, आई डिड फिनिश माय कुरान 2-3 times, 4 times, एवरी रमजान कम्स आई रीड 1 whole कुरान. तो मेरा कुरान तो ठीक है, बट डिड यू एवर पुट योरसेल्फ टू अ टेस्ट बाय एन एक्सपर्ट जो कुरान को जानता है, मखारिज को समझता है? कभी उसके सामने पढ़ा है आपने? यू शुड बी सिंसियर विद योर ओन सेल्व्स. ये कुरान का सही पढ़ना, ये कोई आपने नौकरी लेने के लिए या पैसे कमाने के लिए नहीं करना ना, ये तो अपनी आखिरत को बेहतर करने के लिए करना है. सो एटलीस्ट उस मामले में तो बंदा अपने साथ सिंसियर हो. आई मीन पीपल मेक फेक डिग्रीज एंड दे गो एंड फाइंड जॉब्स, वो एक अलग मामला, दुनिया का मामला है. और यहां तो फेक पढ़ने से कोई फायदा नहीं है ना, क्यामत में पकड़ हो जाएगी. सो यू नीड टू पुट दैट पार्ट राइट. तो टेस्ट करवाओ, अपना टेस्ट करवाओ अपने भाई. जाते हो ना हर 6 महीने साल के बाद, यू गो टू द डॉक्टर, ब्लड टेस्ट सारे मेरे चेक करो, मुझे कोई हार्ट का प्रॉब्लम तो नहीं है, मुझे कोई शुगर तो नहीं है, मुझे कोई कोलेस्ट्रॉल तो नहीं है, मुझे कोई ब्लड प्रेशर तो नहीं है, मुझे मेरी किडनी ठीक है, मेरा हार्ट ठीक है, मेरा सब कुछ ठीक है ना. यू गॉट मेडिकल इंश्योरेंस, यू गॉट मेडिकल एड, यू गॉट फैसिलिटीज, यू गो एंड यू चेक योरसेल्फ आउट. व्हाट आर यू डूइंग? यू आर पुटिंग योरसेल्फ टू अ टेस्ट. व्हाट? योर हेल्थ, योर बॉडी. तो वो खबर आती है कि नहीं ठीक है, तो आप खुश हो जाते हो. खबर आती है देयर इज अ प्रॉब्लम, ये हाथ की नालियां कमजोर हो रही हैं, जरा तंग हो रही हैं, उसमें चर्बी बढ़ गई, कोलेस्ट्रॉल बढ़ गया, ये दवाई लो. देन यू टेक दैट मेडिसन एंड यू वेरी पंक्चुअल. घर वाले भी साथ देते हैं, दे ऑल सपोर्ट यू. बच्चे, बच्चियां, बीवी सारे ख्याल रखते हैं, टैबलेट होनी चाहिए, टाइम पे होनी चाहिए, बिकॉज दे ऑल केयर अबाउट योर वेल बीइंग. बट इन दुनिया, but do all the family members care about your recitation of Quran? ki ye Quran sahi nahi padega, iski namaz jo hai wo kharab ho jayegi, qiyamah ke din pakda jayega. We love him so much, we can't see him burning in the hellfire. wo wali feelings kahan gayi hamari? So put yourself to a test, let somebody test you out, and if you see, no, I'm not reading right, then don't be shy. Alhamdulillah, in this age and time, Dawat Islami is providing you facilities of Madrasat al-Madina Bara Balighan for adults. You are 50 years old, 60 years old. You can't go and sit with small kids, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. They can be very rude sometimes and laugh at you and mock at you and make your sitting very difficult and miserable. Children are children, you know. So, mazak kar karke aapko jo hai na hausla khatam kar denge. So, you can't sit with them. And even the system will say, no, you're too old for these classes. So, Dawat Islami ne badon ki classes bana di. No, adults. You are an adult, so you come. There's a room for you as well. Iska fayda uthao, iske saath milo. Regulate yourself, discipline yourself. Make sure you find time for this. कि हमारी कम से कम एक बेसिक चीज है, सबसे पहला सवाल ही नमाज का होगा, तो हमारी नमाज तो सही होनी चाहिए. और फिर उसमें कितना कुछ है जो सिखाया जाता है, यू नो हाउ टू मेक योर सजदा प्रॉपरली, और कहाँ पे सजदा साहब लाजिम है, कहाँ पे नहीं है. ये फिक के मसले कितने लोगों को आते हैं. आई ऑलवेज से दिस दैट इफ आई आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन इन अ गैदरिंग इन अ पब्लिक, is there anybody sitting there who can raise his hand and say, I know all the 52 or 53 places because of certain things, you know, you do or certain things you don't do, sajda sahab becomes wajib. They are about over 50. Do you know them? You don't know them. And if that occurs in your namaz, how would you know whether you should make sajda sahab or you shouldn't make sajda sahab? If it was necessary to make sajda sahab, you did not make sajda sahab, that namaz is incomplete. It's wajib for you to repeat it. But you will not repeat it because you don't know it. So, ye kiska fault hai? Ye kya deen ka fault hai, masjid ka fault hai, maulana ka fault hai, madrasa ke ustad ka fault hai, jo bachche padhata hai, ye kiska fault hai? Ammi abbu ka fault hai, kiska hai? Ye aapka apna, it's your own fault. Because when you were sent in madrasa, you were a small kid and you were taught what you were taught. For that age, that was good enough. But after you grew up, you needed to learn more. You never learned more after that. You felt that up to the age of 15, 16 or maybe 12, 13, that was good enough. वो तो याद करने की चीजें थी, रट्टा लगाने की चीजें थी, समझने की चीजें तो अब आई हैं जब आप बड़े हो गए हैं. और जब बड़े हो गए और समझने का वक्त आया तो अब आप दीन नहीं सीखते, अब बस और चीजें सीखते. सो देयरफॉर वी नीड टू ब्रिंग बैलेंस इन आवर लाइव्स एंड वी नीड टू मेक श्योर दैट आवर अटैचमेंट इज स्ट्रांग विद आवर दीन, विद कुरान, विद द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह. एंड वी लर्न इट, वी रिसाइट इट करेक्टली, क्रिएट एन एनवायरमेंट इन आवर होम्स दैट आवर चिल्ड्रन मस्ट सी अस एवरी डे रीडिंग कुरान, सो दे कैन ऑल्सो डिवेलप दैट शौक. They see us just working day and night, two shifts, three shifts, one shift, coming back, tired, got no time to spend with kids, you know, no time to really doing anything of deen, coming tired, sleeping, getting up in the morning, running to work. If this is what they're seeing us day and night, if this is our routine, if this is our lifestyle, you think your children will learn deen from that Muslim whom? So-called Muslim whom? They'll never learn deen. They'll learn that routine. Like a machine. You know, from this time you work, you come back, you're tired, you eat. Half an hour you watch news, TV, talk a little bit, sleep, get up in the morning, go back. What is there of deen? The purane zamane mein ye hota tha ki maa, baap, dada, dadi, nana, nani, ghar mein saare uthke subah subah Quran padh rahe hain. इधर कमरे से आवाज आ रही है नानी की, तो उधर दादी की, तो उधर अब्बू की, तो उधर अम्मी की, इधर किसी बड़ी बहन की, उधर किसी भाई की. तो बच्चा जो परवान चढ़ रहा है ना उस घर में, उसको पता है मुझे भी यही करना है, आई हैव टू डू दिस. ये माहौल कायम करना है. इफ वी नॉट रेडी टू डू दिस, फिर कल को शिकायतें करते हो, बच्चा लड़की भाग गई तो लड़का भाग गया तो ये हो गया तो वो हो गया. आपने दीन कितना इंसर्ट किया उनके अंदर, कितना मजबूत किया आपने उनको अंदर से. This is the time when they are small. When they grew up, when they 17 and 18, then you can't tell them anything. They'll tell you what to do. But when they are, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, that's the age. You need to control them at that age. So we need to become more sensitive and take care of our nasl, our aulad, our progeny, because they are our extension. When we die, their good deeds will help us in the grave. You can only have your children with you and following you with love. Not by fear, force, hitting, punishing. That would be regarded as child abuse in today's time. You must be sensitive of that. Your children are your children. Your children love you. You must be mindful and bring them up and try to make their minds from the childhood. That certain things, certain restrictions we put on you are for your good. You Muslim, you are our children, we love you. It must be that bonding. And that bonding needs, you know, time. They must see you often. Children with small minds, they can't tell you a lot of things. The pain, difficulties that they go through. They don't see their parents being involved in their lives. You're breaking down that bond. They need to see you more often with them. You need to take your son with you wherever you go. Every father must take his son with him. Goes to masjid, goes to madrasa, goes to, you know, ijtima, goes to lecture, goes to naat, goes to zikr, wherever he goes. His son must be his tail. And we don't do that very often. So, I mean, the excuses are always there. And those fathers who keep their sons with them and those mothers who keep their daughters with them, you will find that they are stronger in values. And our values are Islamic values. That's very important. We must learn to make our children involved with us, with our lives. And our lives should be around deen. There shouldn't be anything to hide from our children. As long as you tried, you fulfilled your duty and your responsibility, you're not answerable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for his misconduct. End of the day, you or your son or your grandson, they all have to face their own amal on the day of judgment. Father is not caught for son, and son is not caught for father. So, I mean, we must try what is within our power, within our capacity. And thereafter, make dua that Allah guides them. Parents' dua is accepted for children because they're most sincere for children. So their dua is accepted. So we must make dua for them and try our level best to give them education. See, dini mahal is very powerful. More you keep them in the dini mahal, they are less in danger. So, isme thoda humko ehsaas rakhna hai ki bas zyada se zyada hum push karein. For example, you're going for kafila. You know, your child is 10 years old, 12 years old. They won't allow for him to travel in kafila, but you can take him with you. You can take him with you. He spends weekend with you in the kafila, learning duas, this and that. It's very good. I know there's a lot of youngsters who are good, pious in the mahal of Dawat Islami because their fathers used to take them everywhere. Their fathers made sure that, you know, they attended all the good things. So the most of them, okay, some might, you know, deviate later. There's no 100% guarantee, but the result is good. That you make them involved with the work. With the work of deen. They must see all these things happening. They must grow up. These things must not be strange to them. Adults ka, bachchon ka, اسلامی بھائیوں کا، اسلامی بہنوں کا، جو بھی مدرسے لگتے ہیں ان کا ساتھ دو، ان کو مضبوط کرو، خود بھی بیٹھو، خود بھی سیکھو، جہاں فنڈنگ کی ضرورت ہے فنڈنگ کرو، دوسروں کو دعوت دینی ہے دعوت دو، ذہن بناؤ لوگوں کا تاکہ یہ ہمارے سلسلے کامیاب ہوں اور مسلمان قوم اس سے فائدہ اٹھائے۔ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
May you keep ascending with success, safe success.